If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. We do appreciate the Lord. Isaiah chapter 6. Let's just begin to read. Let's just read. It's just got 13 verses. Let's read the whole chapter. The Bible says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw," I love that, "I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. And above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth," now listen to this, "is full of His glory." Now there's a message right there that we'll preach in a day or two probably. "But the whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." Amen. He said, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." Now that's where we usually stop most of the time, but the text don't stop there. And he said, "Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, he said, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men afar away, and there be a great forsaken in the midst of the land. Yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a teal tree and as an oak, whose sustenance is in them when they cast their leaves. So the holy seed shall be the sustenance thereof." As we see this tonight, we see Isaiah, and he said it was the year that King Uzziah died, and he saw some wonderful and marvelous things. But the most magnificent thing that he saw was the Lord of hosts. The King of glory, amen, is who he seen. And he began to magnify it. And when he seen God, he began to realize just who he was. I want to say, praise God, if we ever get to seeing God, we'll begin to realize just who we are. Amen. We'll realize our shortcomings, our sins, our iniquities, all the things about us that we need to improve upon. Amen. I believe every one of us can draw a little closer day by day. I believe there ain't one of us that's arrived yet into the port of our portals of glory. Amen. We go into in a little while if you're a child of God, but we ain't there yet. Amen. But Isaiah said he seen these things and he said, "Woe is me." He said, "For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips and dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King and the Lord of hosts." So he says, "I realize where I'm at. And I realize I'm not where I need to be." Amen. I realize tonight where I'm at. And I realize I'm not, Brother Rex, where I need to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God's helping me to get there. But Isaiah, he comes down and the seraphim comes down. He takes those live coal of fire and he touches it to Isaiah's lips. You know the story. We'll not prolong it here tonight. But the Bible says that he touched it. And Isaiah, that was take away all his iniquity. Amen. The sinfulness, the things, all the selfishness in him, praise God, in an instant was gone. Amen. And then the Lord makes a plea in verse 8. And he says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord." Amen. Can you imagine all this is taking place? Isaiah's been cleansed, and all of a sudden he hears, after cleansing, he began to hear. Ain't it amazing, praise God, that after the cleansing of the Lord, all of a sudden you begin to hear. Amen. It's just like all of a sudden somebody slapped two ears on the side of your face. Amen. Like you'd never been able to hear before. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, hey, maybe you'd been to church. Maybe you'd done this and done that and tried to have been good. But all of a sudden, Holy Ghost of God moved on your heart. You realized you're no sinner. And God was God. He was a saving God. He was a helping God. Amen. He was a God take away iniquity. And praise God, all of a sudden you fell on your face. You said, forgive me, an old sinner. Praise God. And you got right with God. And you got up there and somebody put ears on you. Amen. All of a sudden, praise God, the old man of God gets up preaching and a spitting and a slobbering. And praise the Lord, it's just a food to your soul. Amen. Praise God, you get the can't help it. You can't wait to get back and get some more. Hey, you know, a while back you used to get up. As soon as the old man of God got done, praise God, you'd slip out the back door. You remember when you was like that? Couldn't wait for him to pray and say, amen, you're dismissed, and phew, hit that back door. But praise God, old Isaiah say, praise God. He said, I got up there, and all of a sudden I had ears I could hear, and there was a voice spoke to me. Amen. Now I want you to get this. It wasn't a commanding voice. It was a requesting voice, an asking voice. It said, the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then said I, now I believe, he said, here am I, send me. Now we use this a lot. We say, well, you know what? Praise God, that's what a missionary needs to do. That's what we need to do, praise God. We just need to step out and say, hey, here I am, send me.
That's right.
Amen. Yes. Here I am. Hey, I'm ready to go into the battlefield. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we never read the rest of this. Amen. As we read the rest of this, he said, here am I, send me. Amen. And the Bible says here, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. So, Isaiah, he says, here I am, the Lord, send me. The Lord says, all right, he said, you go, and here's what you tell them. Here's what you do. Now I want to preach just a little while tonight on the What Do You Expect series. On what do you expect from the gospel? Amen. What do you expect from the gospel? God told Isaiah, he said, all right. He said, you want to go? He said, I'll send you. And he said, you go and you preach to these people and you tell them. He said, tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Amen. So Isaiah, he done like I did. He goes out there and he tries to pray it down. He says, God, you got to give it to me. You got to paint me a picture. And as I paint this picture in my mind, I see Isaiah as he goes before these people day in and day out. And he says, you know what? He said, good God of glory. He loves you. He cares for you. Amen. And it's up to us just to follow the Lord. But he said, you know what they done? He said, they heard him, but they perceived not. He went day after day, and he got up, Brother David, and he painted a picture, and they could look at it, and like sheep looking at a new gate, they could hear what he was saying, but they couldn't see the picture. It was just about a lot of blobs and lines and abstractness. Amen? They couldn't get it. Amen? Can you see this? I mean, he's painting it every time he goes into it, he's painting these pictures. I mean, Isaiah's playing a game, show and tell, if you will. He said, praise God, this is God high and lifted up. This is who God is. And this is who you are. And this is who God wants you to be. And he paints them picture after picture after picture after picture, but they can't see it. Amen. Could you imagine how discouraging that would be? Huh? Just day after day. It's kind of like talking to a brick wall. Huh? Every time he went to the temple, every time he went to the synagogue, he would preach, praise God, and they just looked at him and they said, oh yeah. Kind of like over in Ezekiel 38, when the people gathered together and they said, oh, Ezekiel's a preaching old prophet of God. And they said, hey, you, all the people gathered up and say, you got to come hear this fella. Man, he's down there at the temple, praise God, and he's preaching the truth. I mean, he's just straight as an arrow. He's telling us like it is. You got to come down here and hear what he's saying. Amen. But before they even got out of that verse, they said, you know what? We hear him. We believe him. He's straight up, but we'll not do it. Amen. I believe it's kind of a whole lot the way the world is today. Amen. But we expect more. Amen. We expect more of a response. Amen. But I want to say tonight, praise God, it ain't about the response. It's about the responsibility. Amen. It's about being faithful to the Lord, praise God. Amen. It's about telling them the truth, and man, that so the truth might set them free. Praise the Lord. So Isaiah, he keeps telling them like it is. Amen. And I can just imagine if this was a pastor at one of the churches today, and it's like God, if he'd put out a sign there and he'd put pastor needed, amen, must make hearts dull of hearing. Amen. There'd be a lot of folks signed up for that, wouldn't it? Those that seeking a fruitful ministry need not apply. Amen. How many of these young preachers today you think would sign up for that? Huh? They want them in there. Hey, they praise God. They want to get behind a pulpit somewhere, and in about 2 or 3 months, they want to be like Joel Osteen. Amen. They want to get up and offer like Billy Graham say, as he gave the invitation, and thousands come. Amen. That's what they're expecting. Amen. But I won't say the gospel don't work that way. What we expect out of the gospel and what we get out of it is two different things. Amen. If we got lined up like old Isaiah, praise God, Brother David, it wouldn't take long for us to get discouraged. Amen. We'd be looking for a little bit of encouragement. Verse 10 said, make the heart of this people fat. He said, make them fat, make them dull of hearing, make them, amen, just preach and preach and preach. You know what's happened? We preach and preach here in the Bible Belt, the people's got, they've got numb to it. Amen. And then now we've got to where we want to get people come in. We want to make people feel all warm and fuzzy. So there's a lot of things that we don't deal with. Huh? Hey, certain, but hey, a fellow preacher told me one time, old man of God, he said, hey, there's places in there, preacher, said, if you want to keep your church, if you want to keep getting a paycheck, you got to leave it out. I said, you crippled too high for crutches. Amen. That brother R.A. White told me, he said, you preach that thing, you preach it with a heart of love, and it'll be all right. Amen. Praise God, God will take it and use it. He'll convict my heart, he'll convict your heart. Praise God, he'll draw us closer to God. Amen. But what we expect of the gospel, we expect the gospel to do one a thing succeeding above what it's supposed to do. Amen. But we see, Isaiah, he's preaching faithfulness. And he said, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, verse 10, understand with their heart and convert and be healed. He said, amen. You said, you just keep preaching, you keep preaching, you keep preaching. He said, just be faithful. And Isaiah, he's like the rest of us. Amen. He preaches and preaches, and there's no response. Can you imagine just preaching on and on, and there's nobody responding? Huh? But I want to say, praise God, it's not about how people respond. It's about our faithfulness to God. Amen. You know what happens? What do you expect from the gospel, Brother Bill? When you go out and you carry it out in the world, and you price it out, and you tell them love Jesus, you tell them that you love them, that Jesus loved them, that they died for them. Amen. They just keep rejecting. You go somewhere else. And if you ain't very careful, you start expecting some kind of result. So you get downtrodden. It don't take you very long. You say, well, nobody's responding. So what's the use? How do you know nobody's responding? Amen. See, what do you expect from the gospel? We expect them to respond to me and you. But I want to say, they're not here to respond to me and you. They're here to respond to the Holy Ghost of God and the good God of glory. He's the only one that can move in our heart and stir us, praise God, to repentance. Amen. He's the only one that can do that. Oh, Isaiah, he just kept preaching. And God said, hey, you don't worry about it. You know, as Isaiah got down here in verse 11, he probably got discouraged like me and you. Amen. Beginning to think maybe his ministry was a failure. Amen. He's preaching, nobody's moving, nobody's getting saved, nobody's drawing close, nobody was saying nothing. He think maybe it's he said, Lord, verse 11, after a while he said, Lord, how long? Lord, how long do I keep preaching people that don't even act like they're listening, they're dull of hearing? Don't want to hear what I got to say. They're not responding. Lord, how long? The Lord tells him basically in short term, till there's nobody left. Amen. He said, just keep preaching till there's not any left. Till there's nobody to preach to. Amen. He said, well, preacher, his ministry is a total failure. in the world that we live in today, you know, it's all about numbers. We like to see numbers. Well, I like to see 80, 85 on Sunday because that's our people. I mean, that's who's here. That's who comes. That's who is worshipers here at this place. And it gets down below it. It breaks my heart because I'm afraid the devils are dragging them off. And as a pastor's heart, it hurts me. Amen. Till I can find out where they're at and try to encourage them back in. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you know, as children of God, shouldn't have to go and coax you back into the house of God. Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, praise God, this is where you ought to be. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, praise God, in revival time, praise God, this is where you ought to be. Desire your heart ought to be to the house of God. Amen. Why? Because we're preparing to go yonder. Amen. And if we ain't wanting to prepare to go yonder, we may not be part of going yonder. A prepared people for a prepared place. If we're not preparing for a prepared place, then we may not be a prepared people. Amen. Does that make any sense? We got to be getting ready. But Isaiah here, he says, Lord, how long? The Lord says, till ain't nobody else preach to. And the world will say, well, you know what? He was a failure. He was a failure. His ministry's failure. That didn't have no numbers. The numbers wasn't up. Amen. If you can't get 10 or 12 saved every month, then, you know, something's wrong. You're backing up. You can't get, let me back up. You can't get 10 or 12 people to put their name on a card every month. He said, then you're backing up. I won't say that name on that card ain't nothing but a name on a card. If the Holy Ghost of God ain't dealt with their heart and saved them from an ever dying hell, praise God, then I'll tell you what, they ain't worth nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But praise God, when you get born again, it ain't about a number. It's about somebody. The world will say it is. The world will say, boy, there's some folks out there that's got 30,000 or 40,000 in a church. Now that's a church. That's a church that's going the right direction. Amen. But what about the gospel? Amen. Are they proclaiming the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection, that there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain? Amen. I want to say hell's just as real as heaven. Jesus mentioned it more than he did heaven. Amen. Why? Because he was trying to warn us from that place. That we wouldn't go there. Amen. God didn't call Isaiah to be fruitful. He called him to be faithful. He said, you don't worry about the numbers. He said, you just preach the gospel. So I'll take care of that. He said, don't you worry about the success. It wasn't about success. It was about integrity. Amen. God says, you don't worry about success. He said, you just worry about your integrity. You just worry about being a man of your word and you stay with the word. Amen. You shoot straight. You live what you believe and you believe what you live. Amen. He said, just stay faithful. Stay a man of integrity. That's all I want you to do. Amen. He said, I'll take care of the rest. Amen. And he does. The Lord does it. You know what? There's a lot of people in the world. And they think, well, you know, a little old backwoods church like this, way up here in a foot of Mount Pisgah, way up here in the National Forest, away from everything. And they say, well, you know what? You'll never amount to nothing. You need to get out of there. You need to find you a place where you can expand and you can grow. And I want to tell you, hey, you can get just as big in God as you want to right here in this place if you want to. You can get just as big, just as full of the Holy Ghost, just as full, praise God, of the Spirit as you want to get right here. Here in this place. I bet you I'd be willing to say they some old man, some old preacher in some little old church way up in the sticks like this. Brother, he may just have Brother Kim, maybe 10 or 12 people, 9 or 10 people that he preaches to every Sunday morning, and he preaches to them faithful, and he preaches to them the truth, and they get it. Amen. 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 And it may need. Now listen. It may be that all those other folks around there, they don't want no part of that. What do you expect from the gospel? You know what you can expect from the gospel? Brother Rex, the gospel will either draw you in or it'll drive you away. Amen. The gospel either draw them in or... Now it might... Hey, curiosity might hold them out there. They might hang around for a little while. Amen. Yeah, the curiosity got the cat. Well, I like it when they come in curious and they get the goods. Amen. That's what I like. I like seeing when they come in curious. Say, go on. Hey, I'm going up there to Stony Fort Baptist Church. See what they're doing up there. They said they act crazy. And they get up here, praise God, and before you know it, in just a little while, they acting just as crazy as we are. Glory be to God. I was that crazy about Jesus. Amen. But I believe there's some little old preacher somewhere in some little old church, amen, in some little old backwoods place, 9 or 10, maybe 12 people, and he preaches to them faithful all his life, and everybody look at him, and they say, boy, he sure was a failure. His ministry never amounted to nothing. But he, glory to God, he stays in that book. He preaches truth, and he preaches it with love and compassion in his heart. Preaches it to his people, to God's people. And I believe some of these big church people one day, Brother Bill, they'll get up there in glory and they'll look around there and maybe God will show them where their place is. And they'll look across the street and, boy, there's a nicer place. Amen. It's a, Lord, it's a special looking place. And they'll look at the door and you know who it'll be. It'll be that old preacher man that was faithful to those few. It was like, hey, he stayed with the stuff. He stayed with the word. He kept telling the truth, praise God, even when the truth wasn't popular. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, the Lord told Isaiah, he said, how long, Lord? He said, just keep preaching, son. Just keep preaching. Keep telling them the truth. Amen. He said, don't expect much of a response. Just keep preaching the truth. So Isaiah, he keeps preaching. Amen. Praise God. What do you expect from the gospel? Amen. It'll either draw you up close or it'll push you away. Well, I'm glad around here it just draws us up close. Amen. I'm glad a little bit every time I get in there, I got over there this morning, praise God. I got along with God in that little old study, Lord, got me and him. Well, that sun was so pretty this morning. Amen, boy, it's warming it up and it comes in the side of that little old study. Glory to God. And they say if you'll get up early in the morning and you'll get that firstborn sun and let it hit your pupils. They said it's been a scientific study. They said if you let that hit your and let that sun hit your eyes, first thing of the morning, said it stimulates your body for the rest of the day. Amen. Glory to God. And I get out there at my little study, that bench there, and I sit there. Sometimes that sun, that it blocks the wind. I sit there and just let that sun shine on me. Amen. Glory be to God. And I say, Lord, just fill me full. Amen. Give me what I need for today, praise God. You know what? He does. That S-U-N signs, and next thing you know, I'm full of S-O-N. Glory be to God. I sit there at the Word of God, and I begin to meditate upon Him, how good He is. Amen. I think about a Savior that gave Himself for me. Went through a whole bunch of mock trials, and after every trial, he was beaten because he wouldn't give the right answers. And then they took him, a man, the Bible said, whose vision was marred more than any man, even the sons of men. They hung him on that cross of Calvary, unrecognizable to the world. Amen. But praise God, he done that for me. Hung there for me. Boy, I think about that. I meditate on that. I say, thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Amen. That's my Lord and my Savior. But he said, you just keep preaching the word. He said, how long, Lord? And he said, till he answered and said, till the city be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utter desolate. He said, just keep preaching till there ain't nobody left to preach to. Amen. I had a fella asked me one time, he said, I wonder where a place to stop is. I said, there ain't one this side of glory. Amen. There's nowhere to quit, praise God. Pray on, glory to God. Amen. You say, well, what if you don't feel like it? Pray God, preach anyway, testify anyway, witness anyway, the feeling will come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. But you know what He said? He said, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. Amen. He said, oh, well, Lord, if that's the case, then my ministry is a failure. He said, if man's just going further and further away, he said, I've messed up. He said, no. He said, Isaiah, you ain't messed up. He said, they've missed the point. Amen. He said, I've tried to revive. I've tried to wake them up. I've tried to stir them. He said, but they just missed the point. Look over Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10. Notice what the Bible says. He says in verse 9, he says, except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Now, we was talking about that in the prayer room tonight, how America is just exactly like God said it would be in the last days. He said it'd be like it was in the days of Noah. People be eating, drinking, married, and giving marriage without any concern for God. By pushing him away, we've done that several years ago. And he said it then it would be like Sodom and Gomorrah. So we've been given unto their lust, men with men and women are with women. And how you can lust over that, I don't know. But he said there'd be confusion. Amen. Wickedness. God said it'd be this way. Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, he said when you see these things begin to come past, look up and lift up your head for your redemption draw. The Lord's coming. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It won't be long now. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said they got a thing down at the middle school. We need to call the principal tomorrow. All you parents need to call the principal tomorrow. Even if your kids don't go, say, what's going on down there? They're going to have a thing after school voluntarily that you can come in and have a thing. And it's about coming together and getting to know what it means to be a transgender and gay and queer and whatever they call themselves. And they're going to promote it in the schoolhouse. Amen. We need to knock on the principal's door. We need to call him and say, hey, listen, they're having that on Tuesday. I want to have a thing on Wednesday. I want to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and how he can be saved. Amen. 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 Boy, it's time for the church to squeak. It's time for us to squeal, praise God. Because the squeaky wheel gets the grease. We can't stand for that filthy mess, not in our children. Amen. Verse 11, he said, but to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? God says, why are you doing what you're doing? Have you ever thought about why you do what you do? Huh? Why do you get up on Sunday morning? Why do you get dressed up, you cleaned up, and you go down to the house of God? Well, preacher, we're supposed to. You said we had to because we remembered we got to be here. Is that the only reason you're coming? Huh? He said, what's the purpose? The multitude of your sacrifice, and they saith the Lord, I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks and of lambs and of he-goats when ye come to appear before me. Now listen to what he says. He said, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Now, don't you know this throwed them a curve, Brother David? I mean, they'd be coming, they'd bringing sacrifice, they'd be bringing them to Jerusalem. I mean, they brought them day after day, hour after hour. They brought these sacrifices, they presented the priest. The priest would stick them, they would bleed them. And they had, literally, I don't even know how God provided all the animals. He stuck them, they bled, they shed blood, praise God, till blood was literally running as a river out of Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. And God asked them a question. They're doing all these sacrifices. They're bringing them. They keep coming and coming and coming. And God says, who has required this of you? And boy, that made them stop. And they said, well, you did, Lord. You required this of us. He says, no. He said, that's not what I wanted. He said, you don't even realize. He said, bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. He said, I can't wait to get shed of them. He said, they're just an annoyance to me. Huh? Well, he's the one said they had to do them. Lord, we're confused. What do we do now? So they keep coming, they keep bringing these sacrifices. He said, it was iniquity, even the solemn meeting. He said, your new moons and your appointed feast, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me, and I am weary to bear them. Amen. He said, I'm tired of seeing all this. He said, this was supposed to be something that was, it was supposed to be something that was so disgusting, so horrible, that it would help you to see your need. Can you imagine the immense expense, the cost they was to all these sacrifices? Huh? Because you couldn't, they had it set up, you couldn't even bring your own. You had to be, and if you did, you had to take it before the priest and you had to pay him something so he would evaluate it and make sure it was worthy without spot or blemish to be offered up. Can you imagine the horror and the stench of all that blood? Can you imagine the immense cost that it cost to try to provide all those sacrifices day after day? Can you imagine? And God says, I'm tired of it. He said, that's not what I want. I wanted you to see the disgust of sin. I want you to see the horror, praise God, of it all. And turn to me in faith and believe me. But they kept coming. They kept coming. They keep bringing the goats and the bulls and the calves and the doves and the turtle doves. Amen. They just keep coming. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, he said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Amen. He said I wonder how many people today it's not because of faithfulness, it's not because they believe in God, but they just keep coming, they keep coming, and they don't even know why they're coming. Huh? I wonder how many people today, what do you expect of the gospel? We expect to draw us closer to the Lord, to point us to the Lord Jesus Christ, to show us a living Savior, praise God, to help us to be more like Him. Amen, that's what we expect of the gospel. Amen, but they just kept coming, bringing them day after day. Amen, bringing these sacrifices that never take away sin. Just keep bringing, kept shedding that blood. Just keep shedding it and shedding it and shedding it. Amen. And they treading upon the court of God. But come in, they didn't come in, but they didn't come in repentant. Amen. They just come in with something to offer up. Amen. What they needed to offer up was repentance. Amen. Was a repentant heart. That's a message for another day too. But that's kind of like a, Brother Bill, that's kind of like a wife beater. Amen. The way they treat the Lord is kind of like a wife beater. And that man beats his wife every day. He beats her just about every day. He beats his wife. Amen. And then comes, we're fixing to have Valentine's Day Saturday. Then comes Valentine's Day. Huh? So he's done beat her every day, Landon. Wore her out. And then Valentine's Day comes, and what does he do? He comes in with a big smile on his face and a rose, a flower. Huh? I mean, he's beat her down every day. But then he comes in on Valentine's Day with a flower. Would you like this? Would you like to have it? You know what she says? She says, no, I want you to repent. Amen. I want you to ask God, I want you to turn from that to have a change of mind. That's what repentance is. I want you to have a change of mind, which will have you have a change of heart, and then you'll honor me. You'll love me. Amen. Amen. I don't want you stinking rose. Amen. Said, you bore me out every day. I don't want you stinking rose. I want you to repent. I want you to turn to God. Amen. I want you to get love in your heart so you can love me, so you can honor me, so you can love me. Amen. That's what God's saying. Amen. He said, I don't want your sacrifice. He said, I want your love. He said, Isaiah, just keep preaching to them. Keep preaching to them. Because he said, there's somebody out there. Amen. He said, how long, Lord? He said, ain't nobody left. Then notice here, and let me close right here. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 13. He said, but, this is God speaking. He said, but, yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a till tree and as an oak, whose sustenance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. The Lord says here, He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to work this thing, and I'm going to keep working this thing till the only thing that's left is those that love me, that trust me, that follow me. He said, those that are faithful to me. Amen. He said, Isaiah, you just keep preaching. You just keep telling it. He said, I'm just going to keep working this thing and working this thing and working this thing till there's a remnant. He said, till there's a remnant that love me and that trust me and that'll follow me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What do you expect of the gospel? I believe the gospel, praise God, it's going to point us to Jesus. I believe it's going to show us to live. I believe it's going to help us to know, to learn to love Him. It's going to help us to learn to trust Him. It's going to show us how to follow Him. God said, Isaiah, don't worry about the response. Amen. Brother Rex, he said, just keep preaching the gospel. Keep telling them about the truth. Because the truth will set them free. He said, that's going to be a part of them. Hey, praise God. He said, they may have to be cut down to where they ain't nothing but the stump left. Amen. He said, but praise God. He said, I'll take the stump. Amen. He said, I'll take that part that'll love me, that'll trust me, that'll honor me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, I don't want to beat them down. He said, I'm just going to keep being faithful. He said, I don't want you to just keep being faithful. He said, I'll do the rest. Don't you worry about the response. He said, I'll take care of the response in my time. Amen. See, we get to, what do you expect from the gospel? We expect it to be something that's instantaneous. And sometimes it is, praise the Lord. There's been a seed planted somewhere. Somebody been in church maybe years ago or something. And you go and you tell them the gospel. And with tears in your eyes, you say, I love you. Jesus loves you. I'd like to see you saved. And boy, their eyes will well up. Boy, I love it when it's like, yeah. Their eyes will well up and they'll say, I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven too. Praise God. You say, well, let's just pray. You know what you need to do? Yes. And they fall on their face. They say, oh, God, forgive me, a sinner. Yeah. Amen. Weep our way to Jesus, praise God. That's the response we like. But it don't happen that way very often. Amen. You just plant that seed. Plant that seed. It's good seed. Matthew chapter 13, the sower sowed the seed. All the seed was good. Amen. It's just how it landed, see. Amen. See, we're not responsible for the response because we don't know where the seeds are landing. It may land on stony ground. That's got to have some tenderizing. Amen. It may land up in a thicket where all the wickedness, you know, the drugs and the alcohol will overgrow it. Amen. But praise God every now and then. Every now and then you want them seed fall in that fertile ground. And boy, it takes root and it begins to grow. And next thing you know, up comes a child of God. Amen. What are you saying? I said, what do you expect from the gospel? I expect we just need to wait on God. Amen. We just need to let God do the work, praise God, realizing that we can't do it. They ain't a one of us here that can save nobody. But he said about the Bible said, Proverbs, he said, he that winneth a soul is wise. Amen. Go out there and tell them about Jesus. Plant those seeds. Let God give the increase. Amen. God, he said, hello, Lord. He said, you tell, he said, there ain't nobody left. Amen. And he said, on the journey, he said, I'll take out a few for myself. He said, there'll be a little remnant. Amen. Even as it was Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, there'll be a little bit of a remnant I'll take out for myself. Amen. There's a few believers somewhere. Praise the Lord. What do you expect from the gospel? Sometimes we expect to see a lot of action, a lot of reaction to our action, don't we? Amen. But what we got to realize, praise God, it's in God's hands. Amen. Isaiah said, hey, I'll go. And God says, okay, you go. Amen. They're not going to listen. They harden their ears, harden their heart. And that's the thing about God. He takes that two-edged sword. The Bible said the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting to the dividing asunder soul and spirit. And he cuts. But you know what happens? I told you a while ago, sometimes the gospel draws you, and sometimes the gospel hardens you, it'll push you away. Sometimes God takes and he takes that two-edged sword, and boy, it slices that heart. It reveals the intent thought intent of that heart. Boy, and that heart, it just swells up and it tenderized and it, boy, it just accept receptive. But every now and then, there's no heart that's hardened, and that all it does is it hits that on that old hard heart, and it just makes a scar. Not that God couldn't penetrate it. God's sovereign. I don't know why He does what He does, but sometimes it just scars that heart. Hardens it. Amen. And it might go down the road. It might, but boy, sometimes it just hardens a heart. Sometimes hearts are hard. We go out and witness, and sometimes it's just, but we can't expect a response. God does. God gives that response. God reaches down at the point of time, and God tenderizes that heart. God gets that heart ready. Amen. We just share the gospel. Keep living, keep doing, but just being like Isaiah, keep living faithful before them so they can see Christ in us, that hope of glory. Amen. So that that heart can be softened. Amen. So it'll get rid of those scars and it'll be softened. So it'll be receptive. So it'll be receiving the precious things of God. And then one day,
One day, just when you least expect it, some old sinner that sat there, he come maybe once or twice a year, and he gruff-looking old fellow sits back there and never says a word, never grunts, sits back there. When the service over, gets up and heads out that door like I talk about, just as fast as he can go. But one day, Brother David, one day you preach and the Holy Ghost of God moves in that heart. That heart is hard. That heart's been kept. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God moves in. He tenderizes it. And that old fellow during the altar call, he begins to shake. Amen. Yeah. He's holding on to that pew and he's just shaking the people in front of him. Huh? You ever seen it? I mean, their knuckles just white. Amen. I've been there. Their knuckles just white. Looks like they're stuck to the sled in the middle of a blizzard, hanging on for dear life. And all of a sudden, something lets go, something inside that heart. And boy, they let go and they come out of there and they weep all the way down. They fall on their face. And they say, "Oh, God, forgive me, an old sinner." Amen. 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 What happened? God gave a response. Amen to that seed that's planted. What do you expect of the gospel? I expect to be faithful. God to give the response. I told you, I've got that on my desk. Amen. It's not how the people respond, but it's my faithfulness to God. It's faithfulness to the Lord. I want to be faithful. I want to be, when this is all said and done, I want to be found faithful. Amen. If nothing else, I want to be found. If I have to get up and I have to crawl to the house of God, I want to be found faithful. I want to be found faithful. Praise His holy name. What do you expect from the gospel? Amen. I expect faithfulness with a godly response. Amen. Praise the Lord.